Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. An endless quest for spiritual truth, a practical guide to everyday spirituality by Eric Chifunda, has been called a very insightful book with inspiration and guidance on living a fulfilled life. It was written as an exploration of spiritual truth about life, love, and God beyond what is commonly known. A quest for the truth beyond what the human eye sees. Eric is a truly motivated man. His book is motivating and a constructive plea to realize why it is so very important to stop and reflect on what life truly is spiritually and what it means to each and every one of us. Eric is an occupational therapy specialist in New York City, many years of diverse experiences, a 2008 graduate of Drexel University, studied fine art at National Academy School of Fine Art. Eric Chifunda, author of An Endless Quest for Spiritual Truth, a practical guide to everyday spirituality, by the way, Pinnacle Book of Achievement Award winner and recipient of the Distinguished Favorite Independent Press Award, and well-deserved. He joins us on This Week in America to talk about his book, An Endless Quest for Spiritual Truth. Eric, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. This is a great honor for me to be here.
Well, the honor is ours, and it's always fun on a show to learn something, and I think I'm going to learn something on the program today, and you are the teacher and going to lay it out. The time will go by too quickly. So many things I want to talk about, but first of all, let's talk about the motivation for the book. Why did you decide to write the book?
Actually, what happened was I didn't initially plan to write a book. What happened was, over years, I've been writing in my journal just my perceptions about life, my insights about life. And so one day I was at work, and I didn't tell anybody I was writing stuff, just, you know, for personal use. A coworker asked me, just out of the blue, he said, "Eric, when are you going to write your book?" I'm like, "Where is that coming from?" You know, because I never said anything about writing a book. And I just brushed aside. I didn't even answer him. I just looked at him and said, "You're crazy, you know." And then fast forward, I started thinking along those lines. I said, wait a minute, I got stuff I've been writing. Maybe I can use that material and put it in a book format. So what I did was I started typing it up. As I was typing and editing and typing and editing, one day I received an email from a publishing company saying they want to publish my book. I'm like, where did they get this information from? So And I thought this was some kind of junk mail. So I called a few of my friends and asked them, are you guys receiving this junk mail where they're asking you to publish your book? All my friends said, no, we're not. So I said, wow, what's going on here? So anyhow, I called them up and I told them, you know, I'm not ready. I'm working on it. I'm self-editing it. So a year later, I was in the gym working out. And on that day, it was a Saturday, I decided, I think I'm ready. I'm going to get this book published. I get home, get on the computer, and the first email said, let's publish your book now. I'm like, whoa, how did they know I made a decision today, you know?
Yes.
And so it was kind of strange. On Monday, I called them up. I said, all right, I'm ready. So they asked me to send the manuscript, and I did that. A few days, they said, oh, it's okay, it's great, we're going to publish it. But something strange happened. A week after that, I get a call from, you know, the publishing company, and they were telling me they were following up on the book I wrote, An Endless Quest for Spiritual Truth. Then I said, no, that's not the title that I sent. The title I sent was The Power of Love. They said, no, but this is the title we received from you. We don't change anything without the author's authorization. So I said, oh, well, I reflected on it. I decided, you know what, I'll just go along with it. So I went along with that title. And something strange happened at home. At my house, in the back of my house, I have a security light that comes on, tells the motion sensor. It hadn't been working for 2 years. It never came on. And I was actually planning to replace it because it wasn't working. The week the book was accepted for publishing, the light came on by itself. And I said, what's going on here? So the light came on. It would come and go. The maximum it would stay would be like 2 minutes. For the entire period, the book was being published, the light kept coming on every week, maybe a few days consecutively. And then one day, the light came on and didn't go off at all. It stayed on the entire night. And I said, oh, I wonder what's going to happen. What's going on here? The next day, I get a text from a friend of mine. Remember the guy who asked me when you're going to write your book?
Yes, yes.
At this point, he had moved already to Chicago. That's, he didn't even know I wrote a book. And I didn't contact him for a long time. So I get a text from him saying, oh, Eric, I didn't know you wrote a book. I said, what are you talking about? He says, I opened my phone, and the first thing that came up was your book. I wasn't even looking for your book. I didn't even go on Amazon. It just came on right, popped up on my phone. I said, whoa, that's interesting. And I called a few other friends of mine to find out if they also received the book. They said, no, none of them received it. I said, this is interesting. How did Amazon know this is the guy who asked me the question? Because they don't know the guy. And it was like it came full circle. And the other thing that was strange that happened was during the time the book was being published for the entire year, there was a van that was packed outside my house. It was there every single day. When I get up in the morning, it's there. And the van, on the van was written, the Church of God. And what was strange was, no matter whether, like in the evening, I come home, it's not there. In the morning, it would be in the same spot for the entire year. The day the book was published, it came out on Amazon, the van vanished as well. It never came back ever since, which was kind of strange.
Well, you know, it's
so that's how this book came to be. Well, you know, it was filled with all these things.
You know, there are so many signs. Some people would say there were signs along the way. Others would say, no, those were just coincidences. Do you look at those as signs, and is life full of signs like that, that maybe we, if we were more observant, we would be able to take advantage of those?
Exactly, exactly. You're very right about that, because sometimes that our spirit communicates with us. It sends messages, but a lot of times our eyes are not open enough to recognize those signs. We just brush them aside. So it doesn't mean anything. Little coincidences, maybe just one way spirit is trying to show us a better way to go. But a lot of times we're so dependent on using our minds, we don't recognize them. So we kind of just overlook them.
With us on This Week in America is Eric Chifunda, and that's Chifunda. If you're going to look for the book, the book's title is An Endless Quest for Spiritual Truth, A Practical Guide to Everyday Spirituality. I'm going to ask you a question that would take probably about 4 days to answer, but I'll ask it anyway. What is the purpose of our existence? Sum it up for us as best you can in before daylight tomorrow morning. What exactly that means?
I know. Well, the thing is, as I was growing up, I always wondered about what the purpose of our life was,
yeah.
What's the purpose of us being here. And I kind of grappled with that. But as I grew, I began to realize that there's a deeper purpose. There's a bigger purpose to our existence. And that is to awaken, to realize who we are as soul. And once we become aware of who we are as soul, then we begin to understand our relationship with life and our relationship with God at a deeper level. So that our purpose really is to come to a point where we co-work with God. In other words, we realize who God is. And that comes through a sort of so practical way. For example, a lot of people don't know what their purpose is. A lot of people don't know that. Some of them know, some of them don't. But one way to kind of figure out what your purpose is or what you're called here for, because what you're doing, you're actually answering the call. Each person is called to do something. Each person's life is purposeful. And so one way to do that, because some people say, I don't know the purpose, you know, I don't know what my purpose is. One practical, simple way to kind of recognize or figure out what your purpose might be is by making an honest examination of your talents, your abilities, your interests, your hobbies, or anything that evokes love in you once you participate in it. And then you set goals to achieve those. By doing that, you are working a part of you, a godly part of you, because each one of us has that God essence within ourselves. And by realizing that, working into that, and making it a practical reality, we begin to fulfill our purpose here. And sometimes it might seem like just a simple, small goal, but what happens once you achieve that, it opens you up to a bigger goal. And then when you achieve that, you find it opens you up to something grander than how you started. So you find yourself, your understanding of who you are as a spiritual being inhabiting a physical body begins to deepen as you travel this path of self-discovery. You travel this path toward understanding who and what you are as a soul, which is a divine spark of God. The more you understand who you are, the more you come to realize that you as a soul, by nature, you are free. And also, you have love within you. And also, within soul, there is wisdom. All these other positive aspects begin to manifest. You find also that the way you think, the way you feel improves. Why? Because you are awakening these positive inner spiritual qualities that are latent within each individual. Everybody has them, irrespective of what religion you belong to. It doesn't matter, because you have to realize that each person has two aspects to him. You have a physical aspect and a spiritual aspect, whether you believe in God or not. Each one has a spiritual side. The spiritual side is where your emotions come from, your thoughts come from, all these things, anxieties and fears. That's a spiritual aspect. It's a non-physical part of ourselves. And getting a deeper understanding or awakening to our spiritual side gives us a better view of what life is. Once we have a better view of what life is, then we're able to see things a little more clearly, a little more accurately. As we see things more clearly, we find we can live our lives a little better because our perception of life is now clearer. You know, so it's much better. And therefore, it impacts how we live our lives. It impacts how we relate to other people. It impacts how we go about conducting ourselves, which becomes much more ethical than before when we're living in darkness. So we begin now to live in light.
The book.
Because what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say the book is life altering. If you read the reviews, it made remarkable progress in lives and people to better understand things. And the book is An Endless Quest for Spiritual Truth, a practical guide to everyday spirituality. Eric Jafunda, our guest on the program. You can go to our website and link on directly to get information on the book. Boy, time is going by way too quickly. Two words that keep coming up that I find fascinating. You talk a lot about attitude and you talk about love. Don't have a lot of time left, but I'd like to talk on each of those. First of all, talk about attitude and how a change of attitude really can change our lives.
Yeah, that's a good question, because I think it was Einstein who once said, you can't solve a problem with the same consciousness that created it, you know?
Yes.
So therefore, for us to strike out in a new direction to make our life better, to get more desirable, more favorable results for ourselves, we have to change our consciousness. And the way to change our attitude, if you have the same consciousness, you try and make superficial changes in the outer in order to change your attitude, it's very difficult. One way that I've come to learn about is to begin to purify your consciousness. In other words, to begin to uplift your consciousness, whereby as you expand your consciousness, what happens is that your values change as well. You begin to rise above the things that were holding you down. You begin to break down the conditioning of your mind, because you are conditioned to do certain things. Since we grew up, we're schooled in the art of reacting to things, so we're conditioned in that negative way. We're not schooled in a more positive way. So to break down this conditioning that determines what attitude is, one has to rise above that hardened consciousness. People use meditation to begin to expand their consciousness. In that expanded state, be able to have a much more positive attitude. Other people use prayer. Other people use contemplation. Other people do chant, like there's a chant called the U chant, which actually I do, I practice. I find it very, very effective. This U chant is more like a love song to God. It's actually a charged sound, divine sound. It doesn't belong to any religion. Anybody can practice. Anybody can chant it. You can just do it like for 5, 10, 15 minutes. By doing it, you find yourself, your consciousness expanding. You begin to feel this inner joy. You find yourself getting more, becoming more insightful, more perceptive. Because why? It's opening you up to that love of God, to the Spirit of God, as you rise above the limits of your consciousness. And as it does that, you find that some of the things that were holding you down in this physical world, they begin to break down. And as you are rising to a new state of awareness, your attitude changes as well. Because a new consciousness comes with a new attitude. The old consciousness stays with the old attitude. So one effective way to change your attitude in order to bring about more positive results is to expand your consciousness. In effect, the sound I'm referring to, the U sound, I've used it even at work. You can use it anytime. When you're stressed, you can do it. Sometimes at work with my coworkers complain of a headache, I'll just say, do the U. They do the U within a few minutes. They say, oh, the headache is gone, or the headache has significantly reduced in its intensity. So it's a very powerful sound. I remember one time one of my coworkers came and said, you know, I've had these hiccups the whole day. I can't get rid of it. So listen, just do the U. They do the U, boom, just one U, the hiccup goes away. So it's an amazing thing. Because if you're feeling angry and you start doing, you find the anger begin to subside. It's a powerful survival tool. It's spelled as H-U, and you sing it like, you.
Okay.
You, continuously like that. And it doesn't belong to a religion. Anybody can practice it. It doesn't change your religion. It doesn't change your belief system. But it just enhances your understanding and also opens you up to a better and more positive attitude.
Well, an attitude is so important. I wanted to mention love, and we don't have time to do that, so we'll do that on part two with Eric. We'll talk about love, but I want to take a minute here at the end. The book is laid out so well by chapters, and really, what Eric, we can look for a particular topic we want to look at. We can browse through it. We can even read from front to back. It's really laid out to be helpful to us, isn't it, and to be accessible to us.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're able to really look at the book and go through by chapters. It's really well done. It, again, will be, if you read the reviews, will be life-altering. The book is An Endless Quest for Spiritual Truth, A Practical Guide to Everyday Spirituality. Eric Chifunda, our guest on the program, that's C-H-I-F-U-N-D-A. And Eric, where's the best place to buy the book? Where do you recommend people to go to buy the book?
You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can also go to my site, which is ericchifundabooks.com.
You get all the information there, and Chifunda is C-H-I-F-U-N-D-A. All of that, by the way, you'll find on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Eric, it's been a fascinating conversation. We'd love to do this again. So much more to talk about. We got love that we got to take on here the next time as well, so a lot more to talk about. Thank you for so much for being with us on the program today. I look forward to having you back. Appreciate you being with us. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rick. I really appreciate this opportunity. It was great speaking with you. Thank you so much.
It has been our pleasure. An Endless Quest for Spiritual Truth, A Practical Guide to Everyday Spirituality. Eric Chifunda, our guest on the program. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.